Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is going to be interesting. We have a very short daf because we did most of it yesterday. That is Kuf Vav Omud Beis, and we're going to do today both Kuf Vav Omud Beis and Kuf Zayin Omud Aleph in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we will be beginning Simen Tof Resh Mem, which deals with the halachos of Mihem Peturim Yeshiva Sukkah, who is exempt from having to go and eat or sleep or drink in the Sukkah. So we begin on Kuf Vav Amud Beis with the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us Sif Aleph, Noshim Va'avodim Uktanim Peturim Nasukah. Women, Evet Knani, or a Katan, or a young child, are all exempt from sitting in the Sukkah, sleeping in the Sukkah. We use the Lashon normally of Yeshenim, as we've mentioned many times, because that's the paradigm. But this applies to eating and sleeping and other activities that should be done in the Sukkah. Mishabur Sif Katan Aleph tells us why. Why is a woman exempt? Mishum dehavli mitzvah seishes man grama in Asher Peturos, because this is a time-dependent positive commandment, a mitzvah seishes man grama, and women are exempt from those types of commandments. There aren't that many. Women are exempt from those. They're obligated in all the other positive commandments and essentially in all of the negative commands as well, with three minor exceptions. In any event, Eved dino kisha, and Eved Kenani has the same halacha as a woman in terms of being exempt from time-dependent mitzvah sasei. Ulinyan bracha, what about if a woman wishes to make a bracha for sitting in the sukkah? She's not obligated to. Can she make a bracha? Kishir rotzen leishav sukkah, if they wish to sit in the sukkah. So this is discussed previously. Ayin le'el and simen yud zayin, denoagin noshim levarach, that if women wish to, at least Ashkenazim paskin, that women are allowed to go make a bracha. Svadim paskin, that women don't usually make a bracha on a mitzvah sasei shesman grama. However, achayim lo yivarach lehen, but a man should not make the bracha for them unless he's being yotzi himself and they're being yotzi with him. Afilu in yodim yasim. And this is true. If the woman doesn't know how to make the bracha herself, the man shouldn't make it for her unless he's being yotzi himself. Im lo kishim yivarach liatzman. Then a woman, of course, can be yotzi with a man, but a man shouldn't be motzi a woman unless he's also being yotzi at that time himself. Mechaber continues and he writes, a tumtum the androgynous. These are people with unclear status of a man or a woman. A tumtum is a person that has some sort of a membrane over the genital area, and we don't know whether it's a man or a woman. And the androgynous, androgyne, is a person who has both simoni zachrus and nakmus. He has both characteristics of both the man and of a woman. So these two categories of people, tumtum and androgynous, the Mechaber tells us chayavim misafik. They're obligated because maybe they are a man, maybe they're not. So it's a mitzvah daraisa, so they're obligated al safik. Mishmur explains that in Sif Katan Beis, that an androgynous is yeshlo simoni zachrus unakmus. He has both male and female external genitalia. Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishabur says that both the tumtum and the androgynous are chayav al safik, mikomakom lo yivrachu. But they don't make a bracha because the bracha is a din derabbanon. The bracha, the rabbanon, sveika lekula. Kide'el simen yud zayin sif beis, as we have learned previously in the start of Shulchan Aruch. That's in regards to Hilchas Tzitzis. However, the Mishmur concludes, mikol makom imrotzim levarach harshus piyadim. But if they wish to, they are allowed to make the bracha, the lo griye me'isha, because they have the same halachic status as the woman. And if a woman wishes to make the bracha, we said she's allowed to according to Ashkenazim. So too, the tumtum and androgynous, if they wish to take upon themselves this obligation, they're allowed to. Now we turn to Kuf Zayin Omud Aleph, and the Chayim Misha Chetzio Eved, the Mechaber says, if somebody is a half Eved, Chetzio and Chorim, half Eved, half free person, his was originally owned by two people, and one of them freed him, the other one did not. So the Gemara tells us that you can force the person who still owns him to go and free him, but that's not our discussion for right now. The bottom line is, right now he's a Chetzio Eved, Chetzio and Chorim, so he's also Chayiv for the same reasoning. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Koton She'enot Tzorech L'Imo. A child who needs his mother, if the mother's exempt from the sukkah, so obviously the child is exempt from the sukkah if the child has to be with the mother. But here we're talking about a child that's reached the age that he doesn't need to be with his mother all the time. How old is that? So the Mechaber says, Shu kiben chamesh v'chem kiben sheish, a 5 or 6 year old child. As we'll see, it depends on the child. So in this situation, this child is chayav besukkah midirei sofer. The rabbis obligated the parents, the father really, of this child to teach him to sit in the sukkah, kidei lechancho b'mitzvos, in order to go and teach him how to inculcate in him the mitzvah of sukkah. Teach him how to do the mitzvah of sukkah. Mishmur explains in Siv Katan Dalid, Kol Chad Kifum Chorfei. He brings up in the Taz and the Magen Avraham that it depends on the child. Some children by 5, some children by 6. We'll see some children even younger, some children even older. Then he brings down the Das Kamachronim, and you can see in the Shaharat Zion, this is the Bach, the Yerabo, the Bikur Yaakov, the Beis Meir, and it's also Mashma, Mistimas, Derech HaChaim. All of these Achronim say the Ben Chamesh, the Miben Chamesh Lomala, from 5 years old and up. Im Avivu Be'ir, Sheno Tzarech Oz Kol Kach Limo, if the father's around, and therefore he doesn't need the mother so much, Mechuyuv Aviv L'Chanecho B'Sukkah, then the father has an obligation to go and teach this child about the Mitzvah Sukkah and to bring him to the Sukkah. Afilu imenu charev, and that's even if the child is not such a withered child that he fully understands what's going on at the age of 5 or 6. If the father's around, the father already has the obligation. The issue footnote number 3 brings down the ma'av rotze l'shaos b'sukkah b'shaos ha'erev. The father wants to sit in the sukkah. The father's obligated in sukkah, and his young child, however, who's reached the age of chinuch, needs to go to sleep and won't be able to sleep in the sukkah with a light on. So what should he do? So Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down in that situation, Sha'av Einot Tzorech Lihimana Me'achila Olima B'Sukkah. The father doesn't have to go into the house and stay with the child in that situation to give up the learning or eating in the Sukkah. V'alkein, Yisham Ben Obabayis. And therefore, he can let the son go and sleep in the house. Obviously, the son's being taken care of. Somebody else will take care of the child, or the father's right outside, and the child's not taken care of, but the father doesn't have to go inside in that situation, and he doesn't have to force the son to stay in the lit Sukkah and not be able to fall asleep. Chaim Shlita adds, Sha'at ein sarach ha'av la'iro, la'viro achakach l'sukkah. And even when the father's ready to go to sleep, and it's dark now in the sukkah, the lights went out, the Shabbos lights went off, or it's a weekday, chalamayt, and he turned off the lights, nevertheless, the child doesn't have to get up, get woken up, and come to the sukkah. This is exactly the same din as Pasku Gishamim Kishiyashin. If the rain stops, you don't have to go back out to the sukkah. So too, the child went to sleep already, so he's a mitzvah if you'd wake him up, so therefore he doesn't have to be woken up. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey tells us what happens if Nebuch, the child, doesn't have a father. The Minlo Ab, that Nebuch, the father, passed away, the father's not around. Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion, the Imo, Ubezdin, Chayov L'Chaycho. Then the mother would have this obligation to be Mechaych her child, or if she's not able to do so, the Bezdin would take upon themselves that responsibility. However, whether this is true or not, everybody agrees that you can't go give a child who's reached the age of chinuch food outside the sukkah with your hands. And even for somebody else to do this, somebody else to put it in his mouth, or to tell him that he has to eat, that is not allowed, because he's mechuyev to be taught to eat in the sukkah. If he takes it on his own, that's not a problem. He's a 6-year-old kid, 7-year-old kid. He's not obligated, but the adults are obligated not to feed him outside the sukkah. The issue number 5 brings down that we previously learned, Shenechlekua poskim in mitzvah chinuch hi gam aloem. There's a big machlokus amongst the poskim where the mother is obligated also in the mitzvah chinuch. But even af lefi hasovrim she'ena chayevus, even according to the opinion that says she's not mechayevus in chinuch, mekomokom mekayemus mitzvah im mechanechus. Everybody agrees that she is mekayem a mitzvah, mekayemus a mitzvah, if she does in fact teach her son. She'esh achronim, and especially since there are achronim that say that the mother is obligated to teach her son or daughter, and this is a machlokas in the poskim. Furthermore, the issue footnote number 6 says she is rak al katan shikvar higil gil chinuch, that you can't feed a child is only if the child reached the age of chinuch and should be knowing about being taught to eat in the sukkah, as opposed to a baby, you don't have any chiv whatsoever to go and feed this baby in the sukkah. In regards, however, to feeding a child something that's aser, or the tavos alasel maisi isra, or to tell him to do something that's aser, so there the Mishnah Berurah taught us already in Hilchos Shabbos in Shimim Gimel, she'aser afilu mukatim biyoser, deino bar havana adayin. That would be true even for a very young child or a child that doesn't understand what's going on. You're still not allowed to feed him a davar aser. Of course, it was pikuach nefashos. That's a different story. Sometimes you have to feed a child things on Pesach or during the rest of the year that aren't 100% kosher for an adult, but again, if the child is sickly, so then you're obviously allowed to do almost anything for pikuach nefashos, or even safek pikuach nefashos. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, cholim, people in Nebuchadnezzar are sick, umisham sheyen, and the aides, the attendants that are taking care of them, peturim min asukkah. They are not obligated, not the sick person, and not even the aides or the attendants taking care of the sick person, to go and sit in the sukkah. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav why Mishum Dichsiv Teshu Kein Tadur, because we have the famous pasuk that says you should dwell in the sukkah like you do in your house. Now, Im Hoyez Lo Zeh Hacholi Kol Hashana, if this person was sick all year long, Lo Yoshev Beisu Davka, he wouldn't just sit in his house. He would go to the place where he's most comfortable. Eloi Holich L'Mokom Sheneikel Lo L'Choyev. He would go wherever it's going to be the easiest on him. So therefore, just like in the sukkah, you wouldn't have to stay in the house. So too in the sukkah, you don't have to stay in the sukkah if you're sick or you have aides that are taking care of you. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, what about on the first night of Sukkot? Is the same din As for the rest of sukkahs, that you don't have to stay in the sukkah if you're a choli or a chola, or if you're somebody's mishamish a chola. So he brings down this machlokes. You have the opinion of Birki Yosef, for example, who explains the Ramah that a mitztayer, we're going to learn, is mitztayer is potter min hasukkah. So and a mitztayer from rain is chayav lechol besukkah b'layla harishon. Even on the first night, he's obligated to. There's no exemption of mitztayer on the first night. So in that situation, he would in fact be chayav. However, he brings out from the Orchis Chayim and the Kolbo that their mashma that a chola is potter. On the other hand, the Bikur Yaakov also brings down she chola chayav alel rishon. He is chayav on the first night. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down shemisvara in chiluk bein chola mitzdar. There should be no difference between a chola and mitzdar. Just like a mitzdar is obligated even if it's raining, so too a chola should be mitzdar even if it's raining. So there's a machlok as long as the poskim in this situation. However, he brings down ochein. Chola shemargish shim yakonis lesukah hadover yaziklo v'yichala yoser. If somebody is sickly, but if you go into the sukkah, he'd even get sicker. So then, or if the doctor told him that, so then Shilas Shuvas Binyan Shlomo brings down she'enor asher lahachmir latzmo lekonis. Then he shouldn't go into the sukkah, just like chola she'yishbo sakana is not allowed to go fast on Yom Kippur even, because it's going to hurt his health. So too, a chola she'ein bo sakana is not allowed to put himself into a situation where he could get worse. Mishabura Sivkat and Zion tells us that the aides are also potter, lefi shein oskim b'mitzvah, because they're taking care of the sick person. V'chol osek b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. Gemara brings down in the sukkah a number of explanations why, but somebody's involved in a mitzvah is potter from doing another mitzvah at that time. One of the basic understanding is because the second mitzvah never takes effect on him. It's not chal. So therefore, he only is obligated in the first mitzvah. This is, of course, as if he's incapable of doing both. If he's incapable of doing both, if you're wearing a talis cotton, you can't say I'm osek b'mitzvah wearing a talis cotton, and therefore I don't have to do any other mitzvahs I say. So it's only when you really can't do both. Chava continues and says, this sick person who's part of the sukkah is not only a sick person that's in life-threatening illness. V'lo cholish yesh b'sakana. It's not only a cholish yesh b'sakana. Ela afilu chosh birosho or chosh benav. Even if somebody has a headache or somebody has a problem with his eyes, an eye ache, they're also exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Ches that the Mechaber was kitzib l'shonu. He left off one line that the Gemara had. But Gemara Isa, afilu cholosh ein bo sakana. Not only cholosh yesh bo sakana, but even cholosh ein bo sakana. And then it says, afilu chosh b'rosho or chosh b'einav. So therefore, he's just adding on over here that this includes as well. Obviously, if it includes a chosh b'rosho, chosh b'einav, it certainly also includes a cholosh ein bo sakana. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes, this person who has a headache or an eyeache, wrote Salomah, v'yeshiva sasukah koshlo. Obviously, the sukkah would hurt him, because if the sukkah is not going to hurt him, it's not going to make him any better or any worse, so then, of course, he has to sit in the sukkah as well. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, v'yesh misha omer she'en ha'mishamshin peturin ela b'shoa shachola tzorchlem. There is an opinion that he brings down that is from the Orchus Chaim, that if a person is not needed, so then the mishamish, the aid, is in fact chayev when he's not needed to go and sit in the sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Yud, v'mei shnei mishamshim, with the two aides, v'ein tzorech l'shtem b'vasachal, he doesn't need both of them at the same time, so then tzorech l'echol echa b'sukkah, v'ei shimusho shalasheni. So the first man would go and eat in the sukkah when the second man is servicing the sick person, and then they would switch off, and vice versa. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Yud Aleph adds, v'muchole sheyesh bo sakana, for a chole sheyesh bo sakana, so then nearer the yesh l'hokol gam b'shoa she'ein tzorech lo, then the aide is allowed to stay there and should stay there because you never know when he'll be needed, and therefore, even if he's not needed right now, he doesn't have any obligation to go out and eat in the sukkah. He should stay by the sick person if the sick person is a chola she'yesh bo sakana, it's a life-threatening illness. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Umisha make his dam chay b'sukkah." He brings out from the Ozeruah and the Gos Hashri that if somebody has a bloodletting, so that's not an exemption from the sukkah. They used to do bloodlettings on a regular basis, and we'll see what we're talking about in a second in the Mishnah Berurah. But that person who had a bloodletting is not exempt from sitting in the sukkah. He's not considered a chola. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, we're dealing here not with a sickness that he had a bloodletting for. Hainu b'make his dam rakidei lishmor habrios. He was having the bloodletting as a prophylactic measure that was to keep him in good health, as opposed to somebody who was sick who had a bloodletting. Today, again, very, very, very few medical conditions require a bloodletting. And therefore, today we wouldn't practice the lamaisa except those rare diseases where a bloodletting is appropriate. The Eino Magish Holy Batsu. Here we're talking about a bloodletting that was done for prophylactic purposes to keep him healthy, and he has absolutely no sickness. Shaw's Eino Mitzdar Klal, that he's not going to be a Mitzdar if he goes and sits in the Sukkah. And Adarabba, who's Sameach, Umarba, Achilush Tasiyah, he's in fact going to be hungry, and he's going to be happy, and therefore, obviously, he should go sit in the Sukkah. However, avomi e magish b'choli, if the person does in fact feel sick, and that's why he did the bloodletting, so then he's in fact a chola, and he's parted from the sukkah. Then he adds, Bashosim Mashkel Shalshal, if somebody takes a laxative that's going to make him go to the bathroom, in Misyare, Shiyasik Loatzina, if he's afraid that the cold outdoors will somehow hurt him, so then Potter, he would also be exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Sif Dalit. Mitzar Potter ben Sukkah. Here's what we mentioned before. The Mechaber brings it down based upon the Gemara in Sukkah that the person who is mitzar, he's suffering in some way because of the sukkah. Not that he's suffering for another reason and the sukkah won't make any difference, but being in the sukkah is what's causing his suffering, and therefore mitzar is part of the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sukkah on Yud Gimel, again, the same pasuk, the cha'ein taduru ba'inan, teishu cha'ein taduru. And in your house also, apu kol hashana, ein hadam dar b'makum shu mitzar. If you're in a drafty, cold room, you're not going to stay in that drafty, cold room, you're going to go to another room. If it needs air conditioning and that room doesn't have air conditioning, you can go to another room. So too in the sukkah. If the sukkah is uncomfortable for you, you're allowed to leave the sukkah and go to another room. The Mechaber continues and he says, but here, for the mitzar, it's only the mitzar that's part of the sukkah. Who? The mitzar, v'lo mishamsho, but not the people that are taking care of the mitzar. They're not exempt from going to the sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot Yadalit, the Hainu, Shemehem Rotzim Lechol Olishon, Chayovim Lichnos Asosu Sukkah, that the mishamshin, the attendants and the aides of the mitzar, so if they want to eat, they have to go eat in the sukkah. Lechora, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nira de imhu sochir etzlo lishamsho, if he's a hired attendant, v'gam b'chol hashona eino ocha v'yoshim b'veso, kim etzlo, and all year long, he doesn't eat in his own house, but he stays by the sick person who hired him, and that's his job, so then, rashoi gam hayom lasuskin, then even during sukkahs, he can go and stay with this smith's diet like he would all year long. And this is analogous v'hu dumya, the shomri ginos ufraideisen, this is no different than a watchman for the gardens and the orchards, that we're going to learn a little bit later on, that is exempt as well from going and sitting in the sukkah. And the issue footnote 11 explains the analogy here. He says, Av sheshomrei ginos einam yicholim lazov b'emtza shmirosam v'lo sheves b'sukkah mechashash ganovim. Even though there, the reason why they can't sit in the sukkah is if they go sit in the sukkah, the ganovim are going to come and steal whatever they're supposed to be watching. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains in the Nishmas Avram, Sha'av kan yesh lochush, here too, with the attendance of this mitzar, who's being paid to be the attendant for the mitzar, shemitzar yitzar, that maybe the person who's in need, he's has some distress, is going to be needing his aid. But also shah, at that moment, v'izdaku l'mashamsho, and you have to, therefore, be available to go and take care of his needs. Therefore, you don't have to go into the sukkah. Yishuv Udam 9 brings down that if somebody's mishamish is a chola for schar, so then in that situation, afim osa avur schar, dino ka'osik b'mitzvah, you still get credit for doing the mitzvah, even though you're getting paid for it. Finally, he brings down in the second paragraph in Yishuv Udam 9, what happens if a woman's afraid to stay alone in the house by herself? Her husband's in the sukkah, she's afraid to be alone in the house. So if Nissen Karlitz Tzatzal brings down, shimu atzmu mitzdar bitzara v'enu ragua, if he's really bothered by her being upset, so then he's actually now a mitzdar and he's part of the sukkah. And it's only Virakim who atzmo ragua dino kemishamshe mitzdar v'chay besukkah. And it's only in that situation, if he's actually calm and he's not mitzdar, so then he would not be in fact potter min hasukkah. Rav Sternbuch Shlita adds in the Tshuvos and Hagos, she'im manicha labala lisoa lefamim l'chutz l'aretz chodome. If this woman does allow her husband to go sometimes on a trip to chutz l'aretz or leave the house at other times, so then certainly any yechola liton, she can't say now that she's afraid to sleep in the house alone, only on sukkahs. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Avu b'lai l'rishona, but the first night of sukkahs, when there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, afilu mitzdar chayiv lechol shom kizayis. He brings down from the Kobo that even a mitzdar is an obligation to go eat a kizayis in the sukkah on the first night. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tezvav, Azil l'shitaso, this goes according to the opinion in Simon Tofri Shlamites, Sif Hey, that we learned previously in yesterday's shir, 2 days ago shir in the Ramah, the Sasa Shom Laham Achmir Biyardu Gisham Lin Yalayla Rishona, that there it's different on the first night, that you have to be Machmir even if it's pouring rain. V'adin Kant, and the same thing would apply over here with the Mitzdar. However, Avol Ada Shari Poskim de Potri Shom, but those that say that you're Potri in that situation, V'adin Kant, then you'd be Potri as well. And therefore, Yalkein yesh l'snayig l'maisa, how should one act? Then b'mitzdayr k'mo l'inyin yordu gishomim, that we treat a mitzdayr like the situation of yordu gishomim, or k'mo shekasav nusham, that Mishnah Berurah, sivkot n'lamin hei, ayin sham. And the reason they were chayiv over there was, the Mishnah Berurah said, because of the gzeir shav, chamisha asar, and therefore, we learned that through and through, and therefore they would have to go and eat in the sukkah, even if they were mitzdayr. Although we did bring down over there that this is a great machlokas in the poskim, and mistama, the same machlokas in the poskim over there would apply here as well. Now the Mechaber goes, Ezu mitzar, what's the definition of mitzar? So for example, he says, Zesh eini yochel lishon basukkah, person who can't sleep in the sukkah. Again, we use sukkah sleeping as the paradigm, but it would apply to eating as well. because Mibnei HaRuach, because of the winds, or Mibnei HaZuvim, because of flies, or HaParoshim, other insects, or Chayotzim Behem, or anything else that's bothering you like that, or Mibnei HaReach, or because of a foul odor. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin says, Uadin the Mitzdar Pati B'chul and Af Miachil, and this applies to eating as well. Ratz Lomar, and he wants to add, the Ema Ruach V'Reach B'chi Hagavni Mitzdar and Le'Bachila Pati Rav B'chila. This obviously also exempts you from even having to eat in the Sukkah, Avol Matzah, Rak B'Shena, but if it's just preventing you from sleeping, then you would be Chayav B'Achila. We have the Bir Halacha Dudu over here, and one more Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvah Shem, we'll save that for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.